Good morning. It's 8:37. It's the Tuesday of Helix Morning. It's time to get healthy with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide's off today, so Kimberly Ilakwa is here. Good morning to you, Kim.
Morning, Ted. How are you?
Let me turn your microphone on. That helps.
Morning, Ted. How are you?
Good. It's always good to have you here. And before we meet our provider today, just let's talk about a couple of things. One is the digital things you've been working on, both on the website and then integrating into the whole UR Medicine system. So how's that been going?
It's been going pretty well. Some of the new things that we've added to our website is the online scheduling, which I've been working with Andre, who's our guest. We just added Soldiers and Sailors Health Center to the online scheduling, and we have a couple more practices that will be coming up soon. And then as far with UR Medicine, at some point we'll be integrating into their website. Right now we still have a standalone website, but we've taken on some of their branding and some of their social media templates, things like that. So it's a work in progress.
And then you want people to know there are holiday hours for urgent care.
Yes. For Christmas Eve, both urgent care locations, Geneva and Seneca Falls, will be open from 8 to 4, and they will both be closed on Christmas Day and then resuming normal hours on the 26th.
All right, very good. And also, we'll remind everybody, I know we're getting into the final days for all the remembrance trees, Geneva General, Soldiers and Sailors, Huntington Living Center, and the Homestead. Did I get them all?
Yes, they all have a remembrance project. All the information can be found on our website at flhealth.org, or you can also call our foundation or Helen Kelly at 787-4074.
Yeah, and Helen will certainly accept your year-end gifts here. We talked about that just recently, so let's meet our guest today.
Well, today we have Andre Forcier here. He is our Assistant Vice President of the Physician Network. He has been with us for 10 years. And he oversees all of the practices, and he is going to talk about our Finger Lakes gastroenterology move, which he was the project manager. He's done an awesome job on that, so I don't really want to talk too much about that and take away from him, but he's done a great job. And we now have 7 providers with that practice, soon to have 8, so we've really been trying to meet the customer need and the patient experience by adding a larger space and more providers for access to care.
All right, Andre, good morning. Welcome back. It's good to be here.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
So you are the Assistant Vice President of the Physicians Network within Finger Lakes Health. So tell us a little bit about that network and what you do as the Assistant VP.
Sure. So the network consists of primary care and specialty care in 4 counties, Ontario, Yates, Seneca, and Wayne County. We have about 160,000 outpatient visits to the physician network every year. So we take care of all the primary care needs through a variety of specialty services. And my role is to see the operational oversight for all of the practices, make sure we have access, help with some of the strategic implementation and some of these big projects that we've going on as we continue to expand access.
So does this network serve as a liaison with management, sort of if there are general concerns of the whole medical provider staff, you can take those to management or say, gee, we've thought about ways that we can do things that might be better?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a good relationship between the physician network and the rest of the hospital. Many of our providers are already on the medical boards or the medical staff at Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors Hospital. So they have an outlet. They can work with me, take any concerns to the hospital, and vice versa. We really work hand in hand as part of the health network.
All right, so let's talk about the move of Finger Lakes Health Gastroenterology.
Very, very exciting move here. So we've recently relocated our Finger Lakes Gastroenterology office to 1150 State Routes 5 and 20 here in Geneva. Much larger office. It was in response to, you know, the community need. So as we've continued to grow, patient needs have increased. We really outgrew the old space and needed to move into a new area. So we're able to do that and very excited.
So where is this now? Where's 1150? I'm trying to picture where
it
is.
So if you're headed westbound on State Route 5 and 20, it's going to be on your right-hand side just as you pass the Harley-Davidson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, immediately next to Martin's door, overhead
right.
door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And I know that this facility was built with patient comfort in mind and all the latest technology, and in keeping with the trend that we've been talking about with providers here for years now, which is getting people in and out and back home quickly.
Yeah, we've really been able to expand access. This new facility has twice the number of exam rooms as the old facility. It's more modern, it's more convenient, better parking. We have self-check-in kiosks, which are becoming more and more important. We've got some other technology that helps engage the patients. We have pre-check-in links that go out where the patient can go in, update their information. So really when they show up in the building, They can check themselves in at the kiosk, or it streamlines that check-in process with receptionist.
Is some of the expansion due to the aging of the population? There are more and more of us arriving at that colonoscopy age group.
You know, it is some of that. And actually, just recently, the U.S. Preventative Task Force lowered the age of the screening recommendation to 45. So suddenly, we have a whole new group of people in our communities that are due for a colonoscopy. So it is an expanded population. Yeah.
So what is the latest guidance on who should have a colonoscopy or who can get by with one of the fecal tests or something less invasive? Because some, you know, obviously some people just that idea kind of creeps them out.
So it really depends on the age and a variety of factors in the patient's care. So for the average risk patient, the new recommendation is to get a screening at age 45. Each screening has pluses and minuses, but really the colonoscopy is the gold standard, because when they're doing that, they can actually see precancerous polyps and have them removed before they turn into something worse. So the colonoscopy is still the gold standard, but there's a variety of other treatments out there, or testing out there, you know, that you could discuss with your physician.
And colon cancer is one of those that gets fairly prevalent as you get older, but is easily treatable if it's caught early.
That's right. And that's why screening is so important, because colon cancer is very preventable and very curable if it's caught in its early stages. So that's why we recommend everybody talk to your physician, get screened, don't put these things off, because the sooner you can get it looked at, you know, the more likely the outcomes are going to be in your favor.
What are some of the other services you provide in gastroenterology?
So there's a variety of digestive issues that are going on, irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and also a variety of liver diseases that can be treated by the GI doctors. Yeah.
Now, anybody that listens to radio, watches television, any media is aware of the explosion of ads for medications for every possible condition there is, including for a lot of these. Is that a good thing? Or do people take those instead of getting more treatment that might be ultimately more beneficial in the long run?
Yeah, I would recommend having a conversation with your physician. I think certainly new advances in technology and new treatment options are a good thing, because they give us a better chance to fight some of these diseases. But I would recommend having a conversation with your provider about that to see what is right for you, because, you know, Dr. Google will tell you a million different things that you can do. But really, it's important that you develop that relationship and trust with your provider and help them guide you in your decision making.
One of the things that we like to talk about in these visits is healthy practices. What do we do to make it less likely that we need to come see you in the first place?
Yeah, just healthy lifestyle choices. You know, control your weight, get on a healthy diet, exercise, avoid some of the excess of anything, and just healthy lifestyle choices in general. But again, your physician can help you with some of those.
So we've talked a little bit about the new facility. What are some of the innovations that you've built into this new facility on 5 and 20?
Yeah, so much better patient privacy. We recognize that our old space, because we were kind of on top of each other, the patient flow is a lot better in this. So it's a circular flow that allows you to step through the progression of your visit, whether it's with the physician, check-in, scheduling your procedure in a way that maintains patient privacy better than ever. As we talked about, we've got some technology implemented with the self-check-in kiosks. We have appointment reminders that are automated and go out, give you an option to cancel or reschedule some of your appointments and or procedures. And, you know, just implementing some of the technology and the flow are the really big niceties that we've got.
What are some of the innovations in gastroenterology that allow you to treat patients more quickly and get them back to a normal lifestyle and back home more quickly?
Yeah, those really go to some of the surgical procedures that they do. These are outpatient procedures. You're in and out same day for the most part. A lot of those are being done at our ambulatory surgery center, which is great because, you know, you go in, you go out. You don't even have to go to a hospital for a lot of these procedures. And the technology continues to improve. We're evaluating some new technology that we can implement, some nice tools that the physicians can use while they're in there doing your procedure.
Tell us a little bit about Crohn's disease and how you treat that.
It's interesting you bring that up. I actually am a patient with Crohn's disease, and I've had a few flare-ups. So the important thing is to when you have signs, reach out to your physician quickly so you can get a...
What is it?
Yeah, so it's a flare-up of your intestine that essentially flares up. You can have kind of digestive issues. You can have some bleeding and things like that going on. So it's important that you work with your provider to figure out what regimen of diet and or medication or other treatments are work best for you.
I know we're always being told we should eat more fiber. I'm sure that's a good tip.
Healthy.
For gut health.
Yeah, absolutely. Healthy diet and exercise, not just for your GI issues, but a variety of other health concerns. If you're better off if you live in that healthy lifestyle.
How can someone reach out to Finger Lakes Gastroenterology if they want to find out more or if they think they might need some services?
So right now they can jump on the website at flhealth.org, or they can give us a call at 315-787-5310.
All right, Andre, thanks. We appreciate the great information.
Great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And I just wanted to add, too, that so we have the new location with the expanded exam rooms, convenient parking, but everyone is still going to see the same experienced staff that they're used to and receive the same level of high-quality care.
Yeah, and it's actually, I was looking down through the list of staff people, and I recognize almost all those names. Most of them have been with you for a while, but you've been able to add some new ones, too, and expand service.
Yeah, the recruitment's been great, and we have a new nurse practitioner starting with us at the beginning of January, so we'll even have more capacity for appointments.
And I want to congratulate UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. We've got you some hardware over there for some of the FLX Finest Awards. Congratulations on that.
Thanks a lot, Ted. We appreciate it.
It's always good to see you. Thanks for coming in, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
It's nice to see you.
All right. We do this every 2 weeks. We get healthy with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:48 now, FLX Morning.